When you get to be principal, you start thinking a little bit more about the broader scope of things. And I like the Slinger community, and the Slinger High School was a good, solid school. But we were little old Slinger in between big old West Bend and big old Hartford. And so how could I get Slinger High School to go more toward the future and think about additional things that we just weren't little old Slinger. We were Slinger, and we were special. In order to do that in the school, there were a couple things that were missing, even though it was a good, solid school. But one were advanced classes. Our kids had all the basics pretty good, but we wanted better, bigger classes like AP classes. And the next thing was facilities. We needed to have better facilities. They were okay. Again, everything was okay, but we wanted something better, or I did. And then the third thing was scholarships. Somehow we just didn't have ways for our kids to get access to some money. And so in 82 or 81, at graduation, our top student at that time, her name was Nancy Nowicki, and she got no scholarships or anything to go to college. And her dad, his name was Dick Nowicki, he was the principal at the elementary school. He and I talked, and he wasn't feeling bad that his daughter didn't get a scholarship as much as he just thought it wasn't fair that our top students, there was nothing for them. So that gave us the idea that we needed to start to form an organization that would have a goal of raising money for our students to get some scholarship funds. And that really was the birth of Honors. I give Dick Nowicki a lot of credit because he helped me with one of my three goals, and that was to try to get an organization that would lead to scholarship money.
When you started the organization, what were your expectations for how far it would go and how successful it would be?
I had that small expectation at first, is that if we could just make, get some money, that top students at least had something to shoot for, so to speak. And it was not so much the amount of money, but it was the honor of getting a scholarship from your hometown to go away to school or go on to school or to go out of training at some vocational school. So my expectation was kind of low, except I knew I needed to, we needed to form the organization that's goal would be to continually raise money and to not give it all away right away, to build an endowment, we called it then, but, to build a big fund. So that was the thing, is to get some donations big enough so that the first year you didn't turn around and give the money all away. And that was what was happening before. Sometimes somebody would come to me and say, oh, I got $1,000. I want to give it to a graduate this year who's going to be go to Moraine Park Technical School or something like that. And so they limited where the money should go and wanted to give it away right away. So the big thing was, how do we build that endowment, get enough money such that we don't give it all away right away, and it continues to grow? And one of the big gifts we had kind of had a specification, is they wanted to go to somebody, but only 80% of the interest it earned. So we couldn't start giving it away right away. It had to first earn some interest and then only give 80% of the interest away. And that was the kind of the foundation by which this endowment could grow and still give some scholarships. It made the scholarships smaller, and we weren't able to give away so much at those early years, but it caused it to grow.
Yeah, so going off the gifts you mentioned, do you think the organization would have ever gotten off its feet if it wasn't for the donation from the Holtons and the stock gift from William Stork?
You did your homework. Those are very good questions, and those were key. Just the Holton, the fact that the Holtons were local people. If you know the story, they essentially started and ran the foundry, Slinger Foundry, and they did a good job of a basic foundry, and. So when Mo Holton, in the name of his brother, I think, gave $25,000, that was a lot of money. And that was just a big help. Of course, when William Stork then came along with his $100,000, or $115,000 as it turned out, that really set a tone.